Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Overcoming the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony podcast, a companion podcast to the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony message series or homily series. The purpose of this podcast is to share with you from a biblical perspective the means by which we can combat and overcome the sin of gluttony and the consequences of gluttony, such as obesity, type 2 diabetes, and heart health issues, and other things. Our passage from the Word of God, the Holy Bible, today is Numbers 11, 18 through 20, which reads, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Say thou unto the people, Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, and ye shall eat flesh. For ye have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, Who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore the Lord will give you flesh, and ye shall eat. Ye shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days, but even a whole month, until it come out at your nostrils, and it be loathsome unto you, because that ye have despised the Lord which is among you, and have wept before him, saying, Why came we forth out of Egypt?" And the reason why they were saying that is because they missed the food in Egypt. In other words, they would rather have the food they had in Egypt than to be free. And that's how many of us are today. We love food, sad to say, more than we love God. So many of us. Now, let's look at gluttony and its effects in the news. According to the American Lung Association, people with obesity have reduced lung capacity. These people are at higher risk for respiratory infections. They are more likely to have asthma and other respiratory disorders. Asthma has been shown to be 3 to 4 times more common among people with obesity or who are obese. Pardon me. In this podcast today, my dear friends, we are going through the book, The Rave Diet and Lifestyle, The Natural Foods Diet with Meals That Heal, by Mike Anderson. He writes in Chapter 1, Diet, Disease, and Weight Loss, Part 3. During the 1800s, there was a doctor who followed the medically approved bleeding and drugging procedures of the time, but eventually lost confidence in these procedures because he saw that the health of his patients was not improving. In fact, he found that his patients started to get much better when he prescribed fewer or no drugs. Following a hunch, he decided to eliminate the drugs and bleedings altogether and give patients placebos or sugar pills instead. At the same time, he gave them advice about improving their diet. The key to this approach was that he told his patients the pill would not work unless they followed the diet he prescribed. Well, his patients followed his dietary advice to the letter, thinking the pill would not work unless they followed the diet. And much to their surprise, the pill worked. The diseases in his patients quickly vanished, and the good doctor's fame spread rapidly. He soon became known as the greatest healer of his time, for all the wrong reasons. No one talked about the diet he prescribed, and all his patients could do was blather about his wonderful magic pills. It's been estimated that 70-85% of all hospital patients suffer from illnesses associated with diet-induced diseases. This should not come as a surprise. Throughout history, humans have lived primarily on a diet of whole, natural plant foods. Today, whole plant foods constitute only 7% of our diet. 42% of our calories come from animal foods, and a whopping 51% of our calories come from refined foods. In other words, animal and refined foods, which contain neither fiber nor cancer-fighting or heart-healthy nutrients, make up a whopping 93% of the calories we consume today. It doesn't take much imagination to see how our diet is driving us into the hospitals. During the long history of humans, we ate 95% of our calories from whole plant foods. The precipitous fall in whole plant food consumption began only a century ago. It should be obvious that disease would follow our switch from a plant-based to an animal and refined foods-based diet, and this accounts for the explosion of the chronic degenerative diseases and common cancers which are currently affecting every family in America today. Below is a brief summary of the differences between plant foods, animal foods, and refined foods. Let's pray, and I'll share that with you next time. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for our time together, and forgive us of our sin of gluttony, eating too much, and also eating stuff we should not eat, even though we know better. And Lord, I pray that you'd crucify our flesh, the old man within us, and fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit to overcome these temptations and these sins, to overeat and to eat the wrong things. Give us a love for the right things. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, my beloved, in this series, as we focus on overcoming the sin of gluttony and managing our bodies as God intended, we must not lose sight of the most important part of our existence, our spiritual life. Even those of you who are fit, who eat right, and who exercise regularly, must still address the condition of your soul. You may keep your body in perfect condition till the day you die, but you will still die. We all will. And the only thing that will matter in this world is the condition of your soul. And so I ask you today, is your soul in shape? Is your soul in right standing with God? The only way to make sure of that is to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior from sin and the consequences of sin. He alone can save your soul. put you in right standing with God and ensure that you do not perish in hell. Now, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, here is how you can trust Him today. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful, people too afraid to get saved because of what their friends and their family members might say, and unbelieving, those who claim to be agnostics and atheists, and the abominable, cruel and mean and nasty people who do abominable things, abominations, and murderers, people who kill others, and whoremongers, people who have sex outside of the bonds of marriage, and sorcerers, people who practice witchcraft and voodoo, and idolaters, people who put anything or anybody before God, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now that is bad news, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins. In fact, he suffered, bled, and died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will save your soul. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, dear friend, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, and you want to trust him for your salvation today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I realize and I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins by your grace and by your help. Help me to repent of my sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and with your help, I will follow him as my Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul, and change my life forever today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. A dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good is my prayer.